Hey, Isaac, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right, so I'm going to ask the first question, and then we'll just kind of go down the list of the media, and they'll just kind of ask you some questions, right?
Perfect.
All right, so first, just talk about your overall thoughts on the season obviously being canceled shortly, and then just the 2019-20 Phantom season as a whole. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's obviously unfortunate that we didn't get to finish off the season. I know it wasn't a strong year for us personally, but I mean, obviously to play a full season in my first pro year would have been ideal, but it's obviously different this year than any other year. I can't say many other players playing pro right now have ever had, this happen in their career. But the short time that it's been that I've been at home, though, to be around my family and to have everyone in the house at the same time has been really nice, though, as well.
Hey, Isaac. Coach Gordon was on a little bit earlier saying that you're one of those guys that he really saw your progression over the course of the year. For you, did you feel like there was a point where you started to kind of find your groove and feel more comfortable in terms of playing at the professional level?
Yeah, I think it was more of a progression throughout the year. I don't think it was one game or one weekend when I felt that everything started to kick in and go north for me a little bit, but I felt game by game it was just getting better and better, and that came from a lot of the help from the development team with the Flyers and Coach Gordon as well, and Huffer and all those guys, and a lot of the older guys as well. I mean, all the extra work and practice at the end of the day, and all the video that we would do, and all just that extra work that they put in to help me become a better player. And talking with Gordo kind of during this quarantine after the season here, just some of the things that we worked on this year that he hopes that I can keep improving on in the summer. And the confidence that he had in me, knowing that I was going to be kind of a project for him this year, and for him to kind of stick with me that whole time and give me the opportunity that he did when even when I was struggling a little bit too. And I think the confidence from the coaching staff and from the older players and just the acceptance from everyone was a great helper for me and helped me a lot, just kind of improving along the way.
Isaac, now that you made these progressions during your first year and you got some time on the penalty kill at the end of the season, as you look to next year, what other areas do you still feel you have to improve on?
It's the same thing. I mean, talking with a lot of people who kind of watched me throughout this year, I kind of had the same growing stunts and same type of thing that I had when I was 16 going to junior as well, where I wasn't getting too much production back then either, and still growing in my body back then as well. So I feel it's going to be kind of the same thing that I kind of went into in my second year of junior, where obviously I want to get that more production, but there's a lot of things that I have to work on to get into that. And we worked a ton this year just on board play and corner play and being strong in my skates and whatnot. But that's the things that I'm going to have to work on this summer. And then on top of that, it's just going to be that simple thing. Getting this first year for me was really just getting used to the speed and the play of pro hockey and AHL hockey. And hopefully I can kick it off strong next year and kind of build on what I finished off at the end of the year this year, and hopefully get a chance to get a call up with the Flyers.
Hey, Isaac, would you say your first year pro was sort of just finding your identity at the pro level? I know you're obviously a 50-goal guy coming in, and I'm sure you didn't expect, you know, to light it up offensively right away, but do you sort of find yourself this season just trying to form that identity for what you need to do at the pro game?
Yeah, for sure. I think for myself, obviously being a big guy, you see guys like me around the league who maybe are a little more physical and play more of a power forward type game. But for myself, throughout junior, I was more of a guy that was a little bit dominant for my size, and was able to just to body players off pucks just using my size alone. And obviously coming up to the pro level, it was a big change for me going against bigger, stronger guys and guys who are up to more of my size and caliber and whatnot. But yeah, like you said, it was kind of more of a figuring it out phase for me too my first year. And again, that production wasn't there a ton, but I started to feel it coming more towards the end of the year. And like I said, it progressed kind of as the year went on, and weekend by weekend, I kind of felt myself getting more comfortable on the ice. And again, going back to Coach Gordon, I think that confidence that he had in me to keep me on the penalty kill there and giving me some opportunity on the power play, even when maybe at times I wasn't really finding myself offensively. It definitely helped me out a lot. Kind of gave me that opportunity to kind of get comfortable in those situations, and that's only going to help me further on in my career.
Kind of jumping off of that, did you have any like particular expectations heading into this season? I know it's a big adjustment to be making, so it's might be hard to be precise, but did you have anything?
I never have been really a guy to look forward. Point goals or anything like that, goals, assists or anything. I mean, I'm more of a game by game, short term kind of player where I like to go into each weekend and figure out who we're playing against and kind of figure out how my game is going to fit into a game like we're going into. And thinking about this season, even the upcoming season, having talks already just about what I want to improve on this summer and what to expect for next season. I just want to focus on those little aspects, like I mentioned, that board play and that corner play and that net front play. And again, hopefully that translates into a little more offensive production. But talking with Coach Gordon after the season, that penalty kill, getting that opportunity there was huge for me. And I just mentioned to him that I would definitely rather be a more of a penalty kill player than a power play player. I mean, just the opportunity that you get there. And again, playing with guys that we had this year who were high offensive, like Misha and Ruby and whatnot. I mean, they're offensive guys too, and we were still able to make some offensive plays on the penalty kill. And getting those opportunities was huge for me. And again, that translates just into more confidence and more opportunity. And hopefully that pushes me forward in the next year and giving myself more confidence and being able to kind of play on that top line in those top roles.
Isaac, this sort of goes along with what you're talking about a little bit, but I remember you telling us even early in the season that, you know, as far as production, that you weren't really, you know, yes, you'd love to see the points come, but if they didn't, it wasn't as big of a concern for you, that you preferred to focus on the details of your game and the little things each day and each week that you needed to work on, which I can say that's a pretty mature attitude, is particularly for someone, for a player of your age. So what do you really attest to having that kind of work ethic, that confidence in yourself to not worry about the stats as much and just worry about building those aspects of your game and having that kind of grounded view of what it is that you need to do and what makes a successful season, not just having a big points production at the end of the year?
Yeah, well, I can really just attest that to all the people that I've worked with over the years. I mean, going back to my junior hockey career, I had so many great coaches that kind of helped me more in practice rather than in games. And it was just little things in practice. Going back, one of my mentors that I like to call him, and he's kind of like a big brother to me, Luca Caputi, who played a few years in the NHL and kind of went through the same process that I did in junior as well. But he would just kind of work with me in practice on little things and little areas of my game. And we kind of knew that there was going to be times, especially when I was younger playing junior, that, I mean, that production wasn't going to be there. And we always just talked about, I mean, if you can't score, you got to be able to do something else. And again, I heard that again this year from Coach Gordon. And there was a speech that we watched and just kind of really, if you're not going to be able to score, if you're not going to be able to contribute offensively, you've got to bring something else to the game. And that's what I tried to focus on this year. And I know that it was tough for me to find the back of the net a few times. And sometimes I felt a little snake bitten. And it was difficult for me at some points. But I kind of realized at the end of the day, I mean, if I'm not going to be an offensive guy, there's still, I mean, a ton of roles in the NHL that need to be filled. And there's a ton of guys in the NHL who aren't offensive guys that have made a great living for themselves playing defensively, playing on the penalty kill, or even playing offensively in the offensive zone just as a big guy. And that's kind of what I want to find myself too as. And hopefully as I get more comfortable and, like I said, get a little bit more confidence, hopefully I can bring that point production to that as well and have all those other aspects of my game just to make myself a better player.
Isaac, when you were in Guelph, you did do some penalty killing work there as well. And I know a lot of guys who come up from junior to play pro and they played PK have said that that's not that small of an adjustment, just because you can, you know, in junior hockey, sometimes you can think a little bit more offensively, even on the PK, cheat out of the zone or whatever it is, than And also, you know, you're dealing with a higher skill level of opponents too, generally. So, you know, what were your adjustments to feel comfortable on the Phantoms PK?
Well, our penalty kill was a lot of really tight system, and we worked on that so much that it was pretty much implanted in the back of our brains. And for a guy like myself, being a young guy, that was something that I really focused on a lot. I mean, I did a lot of video on that. And like you said, when you're coming out a junior and you played penalty kill as a junior, it is a big step. I mean, you can make mistakes in junior, and a lot of the times you're not going to pay the price for it. But playing pro hockey, I mean, if you're out of place, one pass can beat you, and it's going to be in the back of your net just playing against the caliber of players that we are at this level. And again, for Coach Gordon to give me that opportunity to have the confidence in me to play those positions, and really have the confidence in me to stay in position and be smart enough to make those decisions for myself. I mean, that was a great opportunity for me. And like I said before, again, playing with those players that I got to this year on the penalty kill especially just helped me out so much, because I mean, at those times where I did find myself out of position or I did make mistakes, they were always there to help me out. And a lot of the time, it being older guys as well, I mean, they were always kind of letting me know in a positive way what I could do better. And again, that's where I felt like I was getting better game by game, week by week. And by the end of the season, I kind of felt like I found my stride a little bit more. And again, that's why I was a little bummed out again that the season got cut off short for me, because the last, 11 to 15 games that we had to play there would have been a big confidence booster for me, and that's what I was really excited for too, kind of getting confident, getting my stride, and hopefully I can just bring that into next season.
Isaac, thanks for doing this. What does a young player, in your experience, or maybe just some of your young teammates, what do they learn from their veteran teammates that maybe a coach or an assistant coach can't quite provide?
Well, a lot of it is just more recent experience, especially for guys like, Morgan, Matt, myself, Connor, Carson, a lot of those guys. We look up to a lot of the older guys like that who have kind of come out of NHL careers. I mean, guys like Cross, guys like Stewie, and they're guys who really kind of open up our eyes to a lot of the experiences that we may have in the future. And it's so awesome to be able to go to the rink every day and have those guys by our side. And they're really any opportunity that we get up there, if we make a nice play or if a guy gets called up to the Flyers, and they're more excited than anyone else. And that having them on our side is almost the best part about being kind of in a city and having kind of a family like that up in Lehigh too. But I mean, those guys, like I said before, they're kind of our mentors a little bit too. And they came off, their pro seasons, they have that experience and they know what it takes to get up there and they know what it takes to stay up there as well too. So having them on our side was huge for us.
Any other questions for Isaac? All right. Thank you, Isaac.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Isaac. Thank you, Isaac.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Isaac.
All right, well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Like I said, I'll send out the recordings for everyone just in case you guys missed something or want to use it for whatever. Obviously, first and foremost, hope everyone safe and healthy and continues to stay safe and healthy. If you guys need anything from me going forward, I know it's hard to get sports content nowadays, so there's anybody who we didn't necessarily have on the interview today. I know a couple of you asked for Bonneman. Like I said, he was unfortunately busy today, but if someone like Bonneman is still wanted, just reach out to me and I'll try to set up a phone interview or something with you guys in the future, or any other players you want kind of going forward. And if you have any questions or anything else for me, just don't hesitate to reach out, and hopefully we'll all be back at the arena soon.
Thanks so much for putting this together, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
No problem. Got nothing better to do.
Christy and I say thanks.
Stay safe, everybody.
Nice to see other human faces.